Since its discovery in a New York cave in 2006, white nose syndrome has spread across the Northeast into 19 states and 4 Canadian provinces. It's estimated that nearly 7 million bats have died, some species nearing extinction. The fungus causing white nose syndrome has been identified and named Geomyces destructens. Researchers from the U.S. and Canada have had 2 key hypotheses regarding the origin of that fungus. A University of Winnipeg study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences points to Europe. James Turner is a postdoctoral fellow in the biology department and co-author of the study.
We had inoculated separate bats with the European and the North American isolates of the fungus. The aim was to give us an idea of where the fungus had come from. Because both the North American and the European isolates of the fungus had the same nasty effect on the bats, it showed us that it was most likely originally from Europe and that the endemic pathogen hypothesis was not true.
Evidence also points to an inadvertent introduction to the U.S. by a cave visitor who carried spores on clothes, gear, or shoes. U.S. Geological Survey National Wildlife Health Center Diagnostic Microbiology Director Dave Bleihert is a co-author of the study.
The findings are very important because it does show that fungi from different parts of the world behave as a pathogen in bats the same, and it highlights that there may be differences between the bat species that allow for the European bats to survive in the face of fungal infection by G. destructans. It could also imply that there's differences in environmental conditions between the two continents that make the fungus so deadly to North American bats, but yet again, European bats survive in the face of it. And as we continue to follow up on this work and better define those various parameters and differences, hopefully identify strategies by which we can intervene and mitigate the effect of the disease to bats of North America.
On another front, the Center for Biological Diversity is petitioning the White House Council on Environmental Quality to direct federal agencies to take real and immediate action to prevent the spread of white nose syndrome. Molly Madison is the center's Northeast Conservation Advocate.
Specifically, what we're looking for is for the council to give guidance on cave management issues around cave access restrictions to try to stem the spread of white nose syndrome by humans. We're frustrated and we feel like the response has been both slow and inconsistent for a number of agencies. We feel like this is the moment to try to stop this thing from moving into the western part of the country.
New York State DEC wildlife biologist Carl Herzog notes that the petition is aimed at closing western caves under federal control.
Here in the East, closing cave access on federal property is not a very effective approach because so few of the bat hibernation sites are actually in caves on federal property. I know from talking to our biologist counterparts in some of the other states, the scenario out there is extremely different than it is here in the East.
The Center for Biological Diversity estimates American farmers could lose about $22 billion in lost insect control services that bats provide. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.